listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, use hospital indemnity to grow your insurance business. We cover it all from understanding the basics to closing the sale in ASG episode 81, How to Boost Your Business Selling Hospital Indemnity, written by Roxanne Anderson. Like coffee or sushi, hospital indemnity insurance can be an acquired taste, but one that is definitely worth discovering. If you've already realized the power these small supplementary products can pack, we will teach you how to step up your sales. If you're new to the idea, keep listening to find out why hospital indemnity insurance is worth selling and the information experienced sellers wish they had starting out. Understanding the basics. We'll keep this short and sweet since we've already introduced hospital indemnity plans in episode 79 of this podcast. And don't worry if you missed it, we will have the link in our show notes so you can easily find it after you've listened to this one. Hospitalization for an injury or illness can lead to medical expenses even the best primary insurance plan won't cover. Hospital indemnity plans help people pay for costs associated with their hospital visits or stays, such as their copays, deductibles, and prescription drug fees. Recognizing the value. There are many benefits to selling ancillary products like hospital indemnity plans, but one huge plus is that you can sell them to clients of any age at any time. In other words, selling these plans allows you to better meet the needs of any client and earn more in commissions. How much extra commission are we talking? It's reasonable to say you could practically double your commission earned on any replacement Medicare Advantage plan you write by writing an affordable hospital indemnity plan with it. But how do you form a strategy? Though they can be sold year-round, the best time to market hospital indemnity plans is after open enrollment at follow-up appointments. As you check in with your clients, especially those in $0 premium MA plans with higher deductibles, remind them how a hospital indemnity plan can alleviate high inpatient hospital costs. If you have clients who didn't want to schedule a follow-up appointment, give them a call during lock-in. Ask if they'd be interested in hearing about a plan that can provide them further protection. You can also send out individual mailers or letters about the different hospital indemnity plans available to them. To attract new clients, ensure you're doing all you can to promote your business and market yourself. Starting the conversation. Hospital indemnity plans are an easy cross-sale when you begin appointments by reviewing your client's current benefits. First, make sure your clients understand what their current or desired plan covers and what it doesn't. Then, explain the out-of-pocket costs they could be held responsible for if medical problems arise. Doing so creates a great opportunity for you to bring up hospital indemnity plans as long as you can discuss them compliantly. Remember, if you'll be talking about hospital indemnity insurance at a Medicare sales appointment, it must be noted on the scope of appointment. Our pro tip? During appointments, try tactfully asking your clients thought-provoking questions about how they'd be able to handle paying for a medical emergency. Let's call it subtle fact-finding. You can ask something like, would you say you live on a fixed income? Would you be able to afford a visit to the hospital? How about a hospital stay lasting a few days? Asking your clients questions like these can increase their willingness to hear what you've got to say. But what about closing the sale? As your appointment draws to an end, be prepared to help your clients answer perhaps the biggest question that will be on their minds. Is it really worth having hospital indemnity insurance? For those in $0 premium MA plans with high deductibles, the answer is very likely yes. Have your client consider the cost of having hospital insurance and that of foregoing it. The annual premium for a hospital indemnity plan for a senior can be as little as $400. Going to a hospital in an ambulance and staying there for just one day will likely exceed that cost 10 times over in hospital bills. Let your clients know this extra protection could truly pay off. No matter the outcome, keep this in mind. In a world where having a clean bill of health can cost a pretty penny, hospital indemnity plans and the agents who market them shine. Here at Ritter Insurance Marketing, we offer a wide selection of competitive hospital indemnity plans. You can learn more on our website at RitterIM.com. And if you want more info on the value of selling hospital indemnity plans and Medicare Advantage plans together, we will have a link to episode 15 of our podcast in our show notes, along with that link to episode 79 that we talked about earlier. That does it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We appreciate your support. So many of you have taken the time to listen on a regular basis, and we would love to hear from you. Your feedback means the world to us because this podcast is for you. We want to make sure we're covering topics that you want to hear about, and we would love to answer questions that you have about the industry. It takes just a moment to leave us a review on the Apple Podcasts app or in iTunes. Even if you just want to give us a star rating without writing a comment, that's great too. But if you do leave a comment with your name, you'll definitely get a shout out in a future episode. So please leave a review and let us know what you love about the ASG podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode.